This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. One of the basic measurements of the health and the potential of this economy is worker productivity, economic efficiency. In the most basic terms, it's widgets produced per hour worked. The thing is, until literally just the past couple of months, productivity gains have been anemic to non-existent in this economy, just a 0.5% annual increase on average over the past 5 years. That matters because rising productivity, more widgets per hour worked, is a key driver of rising wages for workers, better profits for businesses, and in theory, higher standards of living. But as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports from our bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting, some economists are now saying that slower productivity growth may be here to stay.
Following a 20th century packed with monumental technological leaps, major improvements in productivity in the U.S. economy have now basically stalled out. That's the argument made by Northwestern University economist Robert Gordon in his 2016 book, The Rise and Fall of American Growth. To demonstrate, Gordon asks us to imagine American life more than a century ago.
In 1870, you had a house that was completely isolated from the outside world. By 1930, almost all urban houses were connected five different ways through electricity, gas, telephone, running water, and waste disposal. So it wasn't just a matter of the factory working more efficiently. It was an utter change in the standard of living.
Gordon says after World War II, new technology kept revolutionizing the economy. Automation to speed up assembly lines, highways and jets to move goods more efficiently, new metals and chemicals to extend the lives of machines and consumer goods. And most Americans reaped the benefits. Productivity rose 3% a year. Wages rose strongly. Workers could afford new houses, cars, power tools, and gas ranges. Then, in the 1970s, productivity slowed way down. Middle-class wages stagnated. And now, says Gordon,
this is what has everybody really concerned. Productivity growth is down to about 0.5% a year, 1/6 of what we once were able to achieve.
And why does this matter? Because when productivity slows, businesses don't generate much extra capital to boost workers' pay. But I asked Gordon, what about today's cutting-edge digital technologies?
My name is Siri.
Aren't smartphones and supercomputers, gene splicing, MRIs, Google, and Facebook delivering enough economic oomph to boost productivity and living standards?
When people use Facebook, that does not create more jobs and it does not allow business firms to pay workers higher wages. It's something that consumers enjoy, just as they enjoyed television in a generation before that.
Now, Gordon has his critics. Jonathan Rothwell is senior economist at Gallup.
We haven't run out of ideas. You know, lack of technological innovation isn't really the thing holding us back.
So what is? Rothwell blames stagnation in dominant sectors like education and healthcare, where big market players and trade associations get regulations passed
that make their businesses more profitable but make it harder for others to enter and compete with them.
Economist Martin Bailey at the Brookings Institution thinks in time new technology can overcome a lot of these obstacles.
So the medical care sector is one with a huge amount of innovation. We still don't take into account how much benefit we're getting from the new drugs, the new surgical procedures. I think artificial intelligence now is starting to make very considerable progress.
All that new technology, says Robert Gordon?
It's evolutionary, but it's not revolutionary.
Meaning it's not likely to transform work, jumpstart productivity, and pump up paychecks the way electricity and the personal computer once did. And that, Gordon says, leaves today's young workers in the cold.
Their parents were growing up in this period of more rapid productivity growth, and now more and more children are arriving in their 20s and 30s without the kinds of income their parents had at the same ages.
Not a recipe for raising America's standard of living in the future. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.